The wording of the document would seem to indicate that serious consideration has been given to the possibility of cross-border options. That would give credibility at least to the fact that the options that they have been asked to explore are being seriously explored, and that the efforts of those who were involved in lobbying for this at least have brought it this far. And while it's not in any way a conclusion or a definite decision in any way, it certainly must be welcomed as a step in the right direction.
Local people have been told by the HSE, if you can come up with alternatives, we'll certainly listen. This memo would seem to suggest that if the local community, if local people can come up with viable options, they will be listened to.
Well, it's certainly encouraging. In no way it gives a definitive answer or a definitive commitment to the end result, but it is certainly a pointer in the right direction. And as I said, it does add credibility to the efforts that are being made to keep very essential services on effort.
Is it also possibly an indication that the HSC itself is involved in cross-border discussions and negotiations and doesn't want to do anything that might preempt or jeopardise those discussions?
I can't say what the HSE are, what efforts they're employed on at the moment, but, you know, we have to take it on face value and take it as a positive step. A small step, but nevertheless a very important step, and the efforts that have been made to keep Clifford Hospital open for the community.